Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 9th. Yesterday was a busy day fighting fires on the western slope. Here is a recap according to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. A wildfire in Garfield County yesterday forced I-70 to be closed in both directions west of Glenwood Springs. The fire started near exit 111 at South Canyon and quickly raced up the slope at the base of Storm King Mountain. By late afternoon, the fire was put out and the highway was reopened. Meanwhile, crews worked two lightning-caused fires in Mesa County. The Bull Basin Fire east of Mesa burned about 15 acres. The Turner Gulch Fire near Gateway was at 120 acres. Smoke jumpers and aircraft battled those fires yesterday, making good progress. At the moment, no structures are threatened by either fire. Meanwhile, the Bull Draw Fire northwest of Nucla was around 7,900 acres in size and was 35% contained. The U.S. Forest Service closed a part of Divide Road due to the fire. An area closure is also in effect there. The Cache Creek Fire southwest of Rifle was at 1,535 acres. And was 23% contained as of yesterday. The Cabin Lake Fire in Rio Blanco County was 1,160 acres in size and was 70% contained. And finally, the Buttermilk Fire outside of Montrose remained at 748 acres in size and was 70% contained. Mesa County remained under a smoke advisory. We've heard two stories so far this week about Initiative 97, which is a proposed ballot measure that would require oil and gas setbacks statewide to be set at 2,500 feet from any occupied structure. On Monday, we heard that Colorado Rising, the group that is spearheading the effort, had gathered more than enough signatures for the measure to get on the ballot. As soon as they are certified, the ballot measure will go forward. Already, there are polarized reactions among voters, and there are four more months till the election. Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KUNC did a feature story on the initiative. Here's Matt Bloom.
It's hard not to see the presence of the oil and gas industry in Colorado. It's grown over the years, just like the population, and it's why volunteers like Patricia Nelson spent a part of her summer collecting signatures.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you for your time.
On a recent afternoon in Greeley, Nelson was making a last-minute push for Initiative 97.
It's to increase setbacks from populated or inhabited buildings, houses, daycare centers, schools.
From the current 500 feet from homes and 1,000 from schools to 2,500 feet, period. After politely listening to Nelson, local realtor Bill Hall doesn't sign the petition.
There's no need. The frack is happening over a mile and a half in the ground.
But a few minutes later, Vanessa Cruz eagerly takes the clipboard and adds her name. She lives within a half mile of four wells east of Greeley.
I know for sure that our water is not as safe as it used to be. We've had it tested on multiple accounts. I've had to put in water filtration devices.
In 2014, supporters of a constitutional amendment to increase setbacks called off their effort after Governor John Hickenlooper agreed to a panel to study the issue, along with the industry. 2 years later, backers failed to get enough signatures on a similar measure. And now, in 2018?
So it effectively will serve as a ban for oil and gas in the state of Colorado.
Tracy Bentley is head of the Colorado Petroleum Council, which is the state's division of the American Petroleum Institute. She says the effort is irresponsible, especially for an industry that employs more than 230,000 people in the state.
When you put it on a map and you set aside 2,500 feet from any occupied structure, it effectively does take 80% of the surface land off the table for oil and gas development.
But the lead organizer at Colorado Rising sees things differently. Outside of their Boulder office, Ann Lee Foster says this is not a ban on industry activity.
We're not isolating any minerals. We're asking for less than a half mile. It's not It's really not that much.
With modern technology like horizontal drilling, she says a larger setback still allows the industry to do its job while keeping it away from homes and schools.
2,500 feet is based on a Colorado health study that showed that within a half mile, about 2,500 feet, the most grave health impacts occur. And also 2,500 feet is the standard evacuation radius that first responders use when there's a leak or an explosion, an incident at a well site.
Denver 7 has learned the remains of two people have been pulled from the rubble of this house explosion in Firestone.
Two other people inside that same home, they're in the hospital right now.
The Firestone explosion has changed a lot of people's opinion about the industry.
All of a sudden, the house shook, and we heard a loud bang.
The home in the 2017 tragedy was built 200 feet away from an existing well that did not have a properly sealed flow line. However, Initiative 97 only addresses how close new wells could be built to homes, and not how close developers can build to existing wells.
We're doing this because we don't see any other option. We've tried to compromise, we've tried to collaborate, and they don't want to have discussions about basic health and safety measures.
Tracy Bentley acknowledges the concerns Colorado Rising has about health and safety, but she says implementing a blanket setback increase without consulting oil and gas companies would be problematic.
The vast majority of Coloradans understand the importance of our industry, and they want us here as long as we continue to develop responsibly. But a ban on oil and gas is not just bad for the industry. It's bad for consumers, and it's really bad for the economy.
It's why companies like Anadarko Petroleum have spent millions of dollars to defeat Initiative 97, even before it's fully known if it will go to voters. Colorado Rising needs over 98,000 signatures to make it on the ballot. They turned in more than 171,000. The Secretary of State's office has until September 5th to verify them. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.
The Environmental Protection Agency wrapped up a two-day forum in Colorado Springs yesterday, where representatives heard from people affected by chemical contamination in the Widefield Aquifer. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KRCC, Jake Brownell reports that residents and local officials called on the EPA to do more to address the problem.
The meeting was the third of four scheduled around the country in areas affected by groundwater contamination from a group of potentially toxic chemicals known as PFAS or PFCs. The chemicals are still technically unregulated, despite evidence connecting them to certain cancers and other diseases. Tracy White with the Colorado Department of Public Health urged the EPA to develop enforceable standards for PFAS in drinking water.
We need regulatory infrastructure in order to, number one, compel investigation and cleanup, but also to promote a more consistent approach to addressing PFAS nationwide.
EPA officials said they're moving quickly to develop regulations for the chemicals, but couldn't give a timeline for any future rules. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, August 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.